Studies show that climate change could prompt millions of Americans to relocate in the coming decades. And by some measures, New Hampshire and northern New England could be ideal places to move. But as Annie Ropeek reports for NHPR's climate change project By Degrees, preparing for those potential waves of climate migrants will be no easy task.
The Mountain West always felt like home for Judith and Doug Somm. Until recently, they lived in the hills above Reno, Nevada.
It was with a view of the Sierra that was just to die for, you know. And we had a lot of friends, musician friends. We'd get together and play music with them. It wasn't easy to leave all that.
The Somms had been thinking several years ago of moving when they retired, maybe to Colorado or Montana to be near Doug's parents. But around that time, they were also noticing a change. Wildfires in the increasingly hot western summers were becoming a serious threat.
For me, it was unbearable because I was so sensitive to the smoke that I start to swell up, I get sinus infections, and going outside was intolerable.
In 2017, the Somms ruled out the fire-stricken Mountain West in favor of the Northeast. Their son lives on Cape Cod. They moved to a house in Rumney, New Hampshire, surrounded by farms and forests at the foot of the White Mountains. Doug says they think of themselves as climate migrants.
We had the idea that not necessarily that we were going to a place that would be forever untouched by climate change, but that we were getting out of a bad climate situation that was only likely to get worse.
Research shows that climate-related hazards could soon play a role in prompting millions of Americans to relocate north and away from the coasts. Disasters driven by climate change will force still more people to move, the way many Puerto Ricans settled in Nashua after Hurricane Maria. This change could bring new, diverse populations to New Hampshire and its neighbors, which have seen population decline and workforce shortages. Anna Morandi, who works on climate resilience with the National League of Cities, says New England could benefit economically and culturally from rebranding as a climate haven. But she says it takes buy-in.
I think there's a tension there between, you know, what do residents want and what is good for the economy.
Becoming a climate haven, she says, takes infrastructure upgrades to water, sewer, and road systems, investments in affordable housing and zoning to keep people from being displaced. Without good planning, she says, waves of migration could be disruptive.
An increase in traffic, people getting evicted, a lack of hospital beds because there's more people and there's more, you know, these are the kinds of things that create tension. It's not that people don't want new people to come in. It's that when the systems aren't set up properly in advance to host more people, then the existing population can get resentful.
This has already been happening in New Hampshire due to the pandemic. People have come to stay in their second homes. Families have consolidated due to the economy. It's added to school enrollments and strained local water systems, which were also afflicted by a historic climate change-driven drought this past summer. Unplanned population growth can also lead to sprawl, which undermines the region's other climate goals, like lowering transportation emissions and maintaining forests. But these challenges also create opportunities. Conservation Law Foundation attorney Elena Mahaly calls it multi-solving. You can prepare for climate change and migration and fix community problems all at the same time.
I am optimistic, and I think over the last year I've seen more people, and I think the pandemic in particular is bringing this out, focusing energies around resiliency and looking at that term pretty broadly as the capacity for the state to really withstand change and adapt in a way that makes us thrive.
Nashua is one community that's already moving in that direction. They expect their climate migrants will come from nearby coastal areas, and they're factoring that in as they work on affordable housing, increasing green space, and improving stormwater systems. Community Development Director Sarah Marchant says climate change is increasingly woven into how the city plans for an uncertain future.
I think that the best way we can do that is to ensure that what we are building is sustainable and be smarter about what we do have.
Whether or not the climate migrants come, she says, the city is making improvements that will benefit everyone. Annie Ropeek, NHPR News.